San Antonio Sports Star Audio Vault is brought to you by AA Best Bail Bonds, 225-2121, or online at mybestbailbonds.com. Rob Thompson, Rudy J, R&R in the morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
This is R&R in the morning.
Good morning.
Here on San Antonio Sports Star. How's your life? Ours is pretty good. We're sitting live at the Valero Texas Open out at the beautiful 2PC here in San Antonio. Just about 50 feet from the driving range behind us. We saw Rory. Matt Kuchar's out there as well. I think it's going to be Rory, Matt Kuchar, and the marquee group will be going off here in just about 20, nice. 30 minutes. BTO is going all weekend long. Come out and join us. We'll be live today till 10 o'clock. The Blitz will be out here at 4 o'clock out at the driving range. Come see us. We'll be here today and tomorrow. We've got tickets to give away. It's a great time to be in San Antonio. Fiesta has begun. It starts today and goes all weekend long. You got the VTO, but things happen in our city and then keep coming. On November the 5th of this year, one of my favorite comedians of all time will join us. In fact, he's going to join us right now. Rudy, we got Lewis Black on the line.
Yes,
aren't you glad you got guys are with us. Lewis Black, welcome on to San Antonio Radio Waves. How's your morning going?
Oh, it's just tremendous. Just tremendous. Another great morning as we move closer and closer to a better tomorrow. Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm busy. You know, really, all things considered, good.
All things considered, I think, is how we all react, Lewis. We're glad to have you aboard today. Now, you're going to be here on November the 5th, the Charlene McCombs Off the Rails Tour. We're excited about having you here. As you're touring, I was doing some research on you, Lewis. Final Four coming up this weekend in New Orleans, and North Carolina's playing. Are you a basketball fan?
It's all I have left is March Madness. All the other, they're doing everything they can to destroy every other sport. So, yes, I am. I'm a huge basketball fan. I went to the University of North Carolina. So you become kind of addicted to basketball.
It's like religion.
It is. Yeah, it's really, you know, in this veil of tears, anything that distracts you on a large basis is really great. I was there when Dean Smith was the coach, and I watched Charlie Scott. I mean, you know, I watched a ton of great players, and it's great. I didn't expect us to be in the final. I didn't expect this at all. I didn't think this team could do it.
Well, Lewis, y'all can't send Coach K out with a loss to North Carolina in his last game. That would be the worst game to lose for his final game of his career.
It'd be great. It'd be a triumph for the human spirit. It would make the world, I can guarantee you, if it happens, everything will change for the better.
It certainly could hurt.
That's the way it is. I mean, thing that I learned from going to North Carolina was, you know, the whole idea of how do these people end up really hating each other, around the world. I was in North Carolina for like 45 minutes, you know, as going there for freshman orientation. The end of 45 minutes, I hated Duke. Now, and I still hate Duke. And I had friends who went to Duke the same time I was going to Duke. I mean, going to Chapel Hill.
You know,
I mean, it's absurd.
Was it a proximity thing? Just because they were around the corner? Or was it just indoctrination? You were just told you had to hate a darker color of blue.
It was that and being in the conference together. That did it. You know, being that close, being in the same conference. And they're pigs. They're little pigs.
They are, in fact, little pigs. That is Lewis Black, and he describes the Dukies appropriately so as little pigs. The Final Four coming up on Saturday, and it would be the ultimate send-off to send Coach K packing, losing two straight to Carolina.
To watch that game when we beat him at home in his final game.
Yeah, Lewis, have you ever had anybody want to slap you after a joke?
I've had people, yes. Yell stuff. Nobody's. I mean, if you want to slap somebody after a joke, something is really, really wrong with
you. Something else bothering you?
Huh?
So something else is bothering you if a joke gets to you that way?
Yeah, look,
it wasn't the joke.
He protected his family from a joke? What planet are you on? Something is off when you're protecting your family from a joke.
How is it for comedians now, Lou? I mean, how have you changed from when you first started to now? Is it? I mean, obviously, it's still fun for you because you're still touring. But has some of the joy been stolen because there's just things that even for y'all are they've taken away? No.
No.
Okay.
No. If they did, then I would leave. Then I'd be out of there. But you know, there was a time when I started. I yelled through the whole act, and apparently for the first 10 minutes, this is to give you an idea how oblivious I was. I was headlining. I'd be yelling through the whole act. The first 10 minutes, it took the audience about 10 minutes to realize what was going on with my yelling, and that they didn't laugh for 10 minutes, and I didn't notice.
That's the great thing about radio, Lewis. It's the same thing with us. We make jokes. We assume people are laughing. We think they are, but who knows? He is Lewis Black. He's going to be here in San Antonio November the 5th. You can check out Off the Rails Tour. It'll be out to Charlene McCombs. Make sure you go get your tickets now to see him in November. Now, on your tour, I was doing some research on you, Lewis, and obviously out of North Carolina. Are you a golfer? You do play a little bit of golf, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's because it allows me to do something that allows me to hate myself a little bit more than I do in my daily life.
It's treacherous pleasure, Lewis.
It is. I love playing golf. I've kind of gotten better at it. I used to just wander around the golf course screaming at myself. Now I realize I suck.
Well, Lewis, for those of us who followed you and are fans of your career and your stand-up, you tend to have a little bit of anger. You tend to kind of let things boil over, and on the course, does that play into your golf game, or is that just part of the humor or your stand-up? Because I have problems with anger management on the golf course, and I'm not an angry person in general.
No, I know. It's just that you go crazy because it makes no sense. Well, because there's no one between you. There's no defense. It's you and a ball, and you've got the club, and all you got to do is hit it. And of course, you're going to get angry because you can't hit it well. I mean, there's nothing stopping you except you. So you kind of go, I did it again. I suck. I suck bigger than I thought I sucked yesterday. It's unbelievable. All you got to do is hit the ball, and we can't do it. Or you get, you have a, every, you know, you've done that thing. You've got a putt that's a foot away from the thing to make a birdie, and you melt down. I don't deserve to make this putt.
Or you're on in two, and then you three putt.
Typical. You know, then I keep little notches of that. Oh boy, if I was only learned how to putt well, I'd have shot us.
That is my game right there. Lewis Black joining us here on R&R in the morning. Now, Lewis, there's something going on here in San Antonio that we're a little upset about. The Final Four, big deal. And there's a fellow North Carolina type like you, a guy named Eric Church. He's a country singer. Had a concert scheduled here for Saturday night. Has canceled it on Wednesday. To attend the North Carolina game in New Orleans. And San Antonio fans are upset. Has there ever been anything that would cause you to consider canceling a gig?
Yeah, if somebody said, oh, I'm going to give you, we've discovered a pirate treasure, and it's $1 billion in gold doubloons, and we're going to give them to you if you never perform again. And I would and that would be it. Okay, I won't be performing. I'll see you. I won't be performing in San Antonio on November 5th.
Or ever again.
The balloons.
We don't know how to handle this.
Yeah,
we're a little upset with the cat. But you know, as a basketball fan, I can kind of understand. But I'm a little upset with the guy. What should we do?
Well, it's a little. I mean, when did he decide it? This week?
Day before yesterday.
Yes.
Oh no! You had time to decide it. You know, you don't wait till the last minute, schmuck. That's wrong.
That's exactly how we feel, Lewis.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
exactly, you know, like, he could have done it last week, but even then, it's too late. You know, you've got to make the gamble. He's a North Carolina fan.
He's the North Carolina type. It's not a Dookie thing to say Coach K goodbye. It's to see North Carolina take Coach K out. I think it is.
Well, here's the problem. That kind of commitment is the thing that loses games. I know for myself, one of the reasons we got this far was I thought we couldn't get this far. Now that I think that we're in it and we've got a shot, we're screwed. Okay.
I think that's
when I was like, okay, well, this is really great, and this will be it, and it's over after this. We would win. But now, you know, and he's going to commit on this level? Nope, that's not going to help us.
Yeah, that's not going to help. Joined by Lewis Black. He'll be in San Antonio November 5th at McCombs Theater. Lewis, who are some of the people that you enjoy, like, that you sit down and watch and you enjoy and that are funny to you?
Well, there's Dave Attell and Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, a guy named Ted Alejandro, and Judy Gold, Kathleen Madigan, Jackie Cation. There's a whole bunch of them. God, there's a ton of them.
There
I'd much
certainly
rather
are.
Watch somebody else work. Oh, boy, you know how that goes, guys.
You know, you're on your Off the Rails tour right now, and you'll be here in San Antonio in November. Are you got any shows scheduled up in the next couple of weeks?
Oh yeah, no. Tomorrow I'll be in New Jersey, and then up to Syracuse, and then on to Long Island and the Atlanta, Charleston. The fun never stops.
Never stops when Lewis Black is involved. You'll be here in November, Off the Rails. It's at the Charlene McCombs Empire Theater. A golfer, a basketball player, and a stand-up comedian, a fan I have been for a long time. Lewis, in this day and age, when, as you said when you joined us, it's just trying to find a reason to carry on. Where do you mine your humor? Is it, we know who you are, and do you look at the Ukraine, and do you look at all the other things going on, and do you find your humor from the pain, or do you find your humor from the peripherals, the strangeness of things?
I find it from the stupidity. That's really it. The stupidity is where I find it. And when those who are entitled, or when someone just says something, you know, it's like a lot of the times I feel like all I'm doing is I'm going on stage, I'm telling people what happened yesterday, and they're laughing. I don't even have to have a punchline.
So it's not the tragedy plus time anymore.
No, well, it was never that. I mean, for me, it's, you know, for me to come up with that kind of, it is tragedy plus time. It's not even that. It's just that I don't think that fast to come up with punchlines for stuff that is completely, you know, like the Ukraine. I actually was doing it's a rant cast where I read the rants that people done after the show. When I'm in San Antonio, I'll be reading rants written by the audience, and what's upsetting to them, and when I, you know, that's really that's where I find out, you know, where people are the angriest. And I was saying last week, I said I got I titled the rant cast, I got no jokes about war. I just, you know, I don't, you know, and it may take weeks, but it has to be about something outside of that, around it,
right,
not in it.
Right.
You know,
the periphery.
It's
right,
stupidity,
right,
of either the coverage of it or it's like, you know, they're yelling, like, you know, it's the thing of like they're yelling at Biden for saying what everybody thinks. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he said, you know, we want him out of power. Everybody wants him out of power. Okay,
yeah.
So he said it. It's like, oh, I can't believe he said it. But it wasn't a secret, schmuck.
Hey, Lewis, the older I get, the more I realize why people love their dog so much is because humans, we're stupid.
Yeah,
like,
we are.
Like, I get it. I really, at first I was like, why do people have so many dogs? Why do they love their dogs? Because they realized a lot sooner than I did that I'd rather be around a dog than humans.
Yeah.
That's really, that's why he hangs with me, Lewis. That's why we get along so well. Lewis Black will be here in San Antonio November the 5th. And a little behind-the-scenes stuff. We were going to have Lewis on last week. We had a couple of mix-ups. And, sir, you have been you are a consummate professional. We cannot thank you enough for coming back and joining us again this week. We're excited about you coming to San Antonio, Lewis. He'll be here on November the 5th at Charlene McCombs Theater. Go check out. Get your tickets right now so you'll be here with him. He ain't going to cancel. There'll be no North Carolina game or anything else.
Canceling.
Thanks for stopping by, Lewis. One of my absolute
my Washington commodes won't be winning.
We didn't even bring up the Commander.
Oh, you're a commode fan.
We are so sorry to hear that.
But you know, we're not even going into the other teams. I don't have the time. I really want to thank you guys too, because I'm sorry I screwed up last week, and
it's all good.
And I'm glad we were able to work this out. I'm very happy about it.
We're excited about you coming to San Antonio, and thank you so much for stopping by today. Lewis Black,
oh,
Stand
thank
Up
you.
Extraordinaire.
And have a good weekend,
thank
guys.
We will. We certainly will, because we're going to be live out here at the Valero Texas Open today. Again, tomorrow, we got a big show. Darius Rucker and Jason Aldean on Saturday, the final on Sunday. We've got Fiesta going on. We got so much happening.